Watershed Restoration and Protection Strategies, or RAPS, is the local response to a pilot project to put together a comprehensive watershed plan for the North Shore. To this end, Cook County Soil and Water has assembled an advisory committee to research and report on various features of our watershed area. Well, Dan Schutte is the interim district manager for Lake County Soil and Water Conservation District. Dan's part of the RAPS team, and he joins us this morning to talk about culverts, proper installation of culverts, and why it's important to the watershed. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Oh, just fine. Hey, I imagine that most water goes through culverts at some point when it melts or when it rains or, I don't know, does it? And how important are they?
It really does. I mean, culverts are one of the most important features in the landscape up here, and the fact that they're properly installed is one of the most important things to help with the connectivity of a watershed and the hydrology and how the biota of the watershed moves through the water resource. So if you think about a culvert, a perched culvert is one where you might see pouring out that's, you know, a foot or 18 inches above the receiving side of the stream downstream. And if that's the case, you know, if water isn't moving directly through that culvert, that's, that's a passage disruption for things that are trying to move up and down the watershed. And it's a simple thing. We drive by culverts every day, and I think, it's important, and it's becoming, you know, better known how important it is and some of the things we can do to make sure that those culverts do maintain their function to maintain the connectivity and the hydrology and the biological integrity of the watershed. So it's a huge important thing that we're really trying to make sure folks involved in culvert work and in construction work are aware of and have the tools and the knowledge. Most people want to do right by the resources up here, and a lot of times just making sure that folks have the knowledge to do that well.
Well, we've got a workshop, installation workshop coming up in April. Before I get to that, we learned a lot about culverts here in Cook County, and I imagine all along the North Shore a couple, 3 years ago when we had a big rainfall, and we heard things like, 25-year and 50-year event, 100-year event culverts. Now, that has to do with the capacity that the culvert can handle water, right?
Exactly. And that's, it's a sizing metric that can be taken pretty easily in the field. Three simple measurements. There's a characteristic of a stream is the bank full width. So mm-hmm. when a stream is full, up to kind of where the stream channel itself would kind of keep it confined there, it's really important that the culvert be sized at that bank full width. So in a normal event, that the stream can kind of continue in the water. It's in a stream and then it's in a culvert, and it really never knows the difference. Whereas if a culvert is sized improperly or too small, which, as you think about it, the economics of construction and culverts, a lot of times, the money comes into play. And so it's, we might err on the side of, let's put a smaller culvert in. But again, I think if people understand the importance of making sure that culvert is properly sized, it really helps out. And a properly sized culvert too is a great way to protect a road or the infrastructure that's in place around that culvert as well. Because if improperly sized, that water has to go somewhere, and it winds up pushing against a road bank or carving out a ditch or cutting underneath the culvert or around it. And that's where we get these major infrastructural problems around those culvert crossings. So,
culverts these days are more than just a corrugated pipe. I mean, we've been installing them here. Maybe you have. Our highway department, they are an open bottom culvert. And I know the Forest Service has been looking at those as well. So there's a kind of a concrete superstructure. And then it's just like the stream bed runs normally underneath it.
Absolutely. And a lot of times there's, those open bottom culverts, there's substrate intentionally installed through the length of that culvert to kind of mimic what's going on either side in the natural stream bed as far as habitat and, resting spots for fish that are moving through the watershed and substrate for the invertebrates, the bugs to attach themselves to, just so it feels to the biology that it's you know, as natural of a thing as it can be, despite the fact that it's underneath the road or what it may be. But for, you know, for the view of the biology in the stream, it should, we want to make it appear and kind of feel and function the same way as the rest of the stream. So, yeah. Well, there are a lot of culvert designs out there now, and the Forest Service and then the DNR, you know, the Fisheries Department of the DNR is really promoting these bottomless culverts as well. So we're hoping to see a lot more of those starting to go in on the landscape.
I suppose maybe as a side effect, but do the fish know the difference?
Well, the fish do know the difference as far as properly or improperly. They're not going to look up and see if it's a squashed corrugated culvert or a concrete culvert. But as far as the substrate in there goes, they really know if that feels like a natural spot and if they've got the places to rest, and the bugs know if they got a place to attach themselves to in there. So, yeah, it's an important point.
Well, the workshop that's going to be coming up in April pretty soon, and the purpose of which I looked over the specs on it, looks to be to help people who install culverts understand the best way to do it and other stuff. So talk to me about that.
Yeah, it does. There's other stuff, too. You know, the meat of the workshop is designed to satisfy a certification course for those that either install or supervise the installation of erosion control mechanisms on the site. So, you know, that would include such things as silt fences and erosion control blankets and mulch and seeding and ditch checks. And that's, you know, having a certified individual on these construction sites is actually a requisite of the National Pollution Discharge Elimination System, the NPDES permit that goes with construction projects an acre or over in size, disturbing an acre more of land space. So there's a lot of folks in the area need this as a calendar job, but it's also, you know, the content of that course is great for site owners as well, should be aware of the basic requirements within a permit. You know, if they own the site, they should know that enforcement action can result if some of these erosion control mechanisms are in place. So it's to their benefit to have that knowledge as well, so they can cruise through their site and say, okay, this looks good, or, you know, I should talk to the contractor about this issue because I realize that it's, you know, out of compliance when it comes to the permit. So, you know, the people working on the site and the site owner and then subcontractors that are entering the site, the delivery person, for example, if they, you know, if they bump a silt fence when they're going into the site, they should understand that that's, you know, a violation of the permit if that's not in place correctly, and just let the right folks know, and those people that do know are going to come by and fix the silt fence as quickly as possible so they're not out of compliance. And it satisfies the permit, but, I mean, the end goal of all this is to protect the resources. So there are folks that need the certification, and that, you know, kind of the bonus section to this, the way these courses are designed, they can have, you know, a bonus section. We've designed the bonus content for this one to be specific information on culverts and how important that is, the resource, and some special considerations that need to be taken into account when culverts are part of a construction site or a construction practice. So
when's the workshop?
The workshop, we've got one occurring in Schroeder on Tuesday, April 8th. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be a full-day thing at the Schroeder Town Hall. And then the day before, actually, so that's a certification course. So those people that aren't certified can walk in the door. We're offering these at a discounted rate. We've got $50 for those that are members of the Minnesota Erosion Control Association, and then $65 for those who would like to become members. And normally these are like $140 courses, and a lot of times they're offered, you know, more around the urban center, St. Cloud, Duluth, or the Twin Cities. So we're really excited to get one of these trainings up here on the North Shore and make it a little more accessible and a little more economical for those that are looking for that certification. And then the day before, we've actually got another one offered down in Beaver Bay, which is a recertification course. So those that have a certification already, every 3 years, those folks have to participate in a recertification course. And so we've got a recertification course going on in Beaver Bay on the 7th, and then a full certification on the 8th up in Schroeder. So we're really excited about both those.
Now, if I need information on this, I want to attend one of these, either to be certified or recertified, how do I get in touch with you?
You betcha. You can actually, I direct you to the Minnesota Erosion Control Association website, which is an easy website address. It's mnerosion.org. Mm-hmm. mnerosion.org is their website, and you could also find the same information on the University of Minnesota Erosion and Stormwater Control Certification Program website. And that's erosion.umn.edu.
Okay.
So either one of those should get you there.
Well, since water runs downhill and it's got to go through something, and erosion control is a big part of your job and a big concern here, we've been speaking with Dan Schutte. He's the interim district manager for Lake County Soil and Water Conservation District. He's part of the RAPS team, Watershed Restoration and Protection Strategies. We've been doing a RAPS interview about once a month to bring you up to date on how to keep your watershed, our watershed, Lake Superior and surrounding area, healthy and clean, and I hope this will help some folks do a better job. Thanks much, Dan.
Hey, thank you, Jay. I do want to mention, too, we got another full-day culvert course. You know, this is kind of a lead-in, and at the Claire Nelson Center in Finland, that's going to be coming up end of April or May, so I'll forward more information along, but that'll be a full-day thing just specific to culverts and all the important things we should consider. So we got a follow-up coming up.
That's
too.
A good deal because we got Beaver Bay, we got Schroeder, and Finland. That's all close to home, so no reason not to be there, right?
Exactly. There's every reason in the world, on the contrary, given the place we live in and the beautiful water resource we have in the area. So we're looking forward to that one. I appreciate your support as well.
Thank you much, Dan, interim district manager for the Lake County Soil and Water Conservation District, Dan Schutte. Thanks again.
Hey, thank you, Jay. Have a great day.